From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Robert Mugabe, the longest-serving African leader, resigned Tuesday, ending nearly 40 years in power as impeachment proceedings opened in Parliament. The resignation was met with celebrations in the streets. The 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after a military takeover. The ruling ZANU-PF party stripped him of the party leadership. The reaction in the streets was electric.
Our country is going to be different, and our relations all over the world are going to be normalized. We are a peace-loving country.
I'm happy. I'm totally happy. This is a change, a great change.
Mr. Mugabe's sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to be sworn in as president as early as Wednesday. Joy Mabenge is an analyst in South Africa.
It's very unfortunate that in the process of wanting to create a dynasty, the Mugabes have taken Zimbabwe as their private company. The boys show opulence in a sea of poverty.
Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
Certainly what we saw today, the resignation of Robert Mugabe, is a historic opportunity and historic moment for the people of Zimbabwe. The people of Zimbabwe have firmly voiced their desire for a new era to bring an end to Zimbabwe's isolation and allow the country to rejoin the international community.
Mr. Mugabe was being charged in the impeachment proceedings with being a source of instability, flouting the rule of law, and presiding over economic decline. The UN Tribunal on War Crimes in the former Yugoslavia is expected to hand down its final verdict Wednesday in the genocide trial of former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic, who in 1995 was accused of ordering the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica, as well as being responsible for the siege of Sarajevo in which thousands of civilians died. This is VOA News. The search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 continues, but there is growing concern the crew, including Argentina's first female officer, is running low on oxygen after the vessel disappeared last Wednesday after reporting an electrical malfunction.
La meteorología ha comenzado a mejorar, como teníamos previsto.
Navy spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said weather conditions have improved as an international air and sea search and rescue operation continues. Searchers discovered a raft on the ocean surface, the appearance of white flares, but it appears unlikely they're connected to the submarine, a 34-year-old German-built diesel-electric boat. President Donald Trump, as he was leaving for his Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort for the Thanksgiving holiday, said Tuesday that he had a lengthy phone conversation with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, after the Russian leader hosted Syria's leader, Bashar al-Assad.
We had a great call with President Putin. We're talking about peace in Syria, very important. We're talking about North Korea. We had a call that lasted almost an hour and a half, but we're talking very strongly about bringing peace to Syria. We're talking very strongly about North Korea and Ukraine.
The White House said the two leaders discussed ways to cooperate in the fight against Islamic State, keeping pressure on North Korea, and bringing peace to Ukraine. Mr. Putin late Monday hosted the Syrian leader for about 3 hours in a discussion said to have focused on a political solution to a nearly 7 years of conflict. In Iraq, more than 20 people were killed in a suicide blast Tuesday evening at a marketplace in Tuz Germato, north of Baghdad. Dozens reported wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 13 Chinese and North Korean organizations accused of enabling the North Korean regime as it pursues its nuclear and missile capability. The action was announced after President Trump put Pyongyang back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Once again, State Department spokesperson Nauert.
It further isolates North Korea. North Korea is certainly a pariah state. It calls attention to the horrific things that North Korea has been engaged in.
Among the groups hit are three Chinese companies the Treasury Department determined combined did more than $750 million in trade with North Korea over 5 years. The U.S. and Canada and Mexico ended a fifth round of talks on renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement without resolving differences over U.S. demands. The 23-year-old deal corrects the current U.S. trade imbalance. U.S. stocks entered once again Tuesday in record territory, the Dow Jones Index closing up more than 160 points to 23,590. David Cassidy, who starred in the 1970s comedy The Partridge Family and sold millions of records as a singing performer, died Tuesday of organ failure at age 67. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.